Praise be Jesus and Mary. Today's gospel, our Lord tells his disciples the one thing absolutely necessary. He says, not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven, but only the one who does the will of my Father in heaven. St. Alphonsus, in his little classic work called Uniformity with God's Will, he summarizes the teachings of the great spiritual masters when he says that holiness does not consist in doing extraordinary things or doing who knows what, but it is simply, and it consists in doing the will of God. Only doing the will of God affects union with our Lord. And he says that there are different degrees and various degrees in doing the will of God. There is resignation to the will of God. There is conformity to the will of God. Then there is what he calls uniformity with God's will. Resignation to the will of God, this is good, but it is a passive submission to the will of God. It's a mere passive submission. This is God's will, so I accept it. I submit to it. It's more passive. Conformity to the will of God is an active desire to do God's will. So it's a more firm, active response of the will. I desire to do God's will. Uniformity is the highest form because it's wanting exactly what God wants. So our wills become one with that of our Lord. So the more grace penetrates our minds and our souls, the number one effect is precisely this. It's strengthening our will to go through these various degrees, from resignation to the will of God, to conformity to the will of God, and ultimately to uniformity with God's will. This is the last words of Our Lady when she says, do whatever he tells you. Just don't call him Lord, Lord. She actually says, do whatever he tells you. Why? Because only the one who does the will of my Heavenly Father is the one who enters the kingdom of heaven. St. Augustine says, Our Lady not only gave consent to the word of God, but she not only gave assent to the will of God or to his word, but she also gave consent to his holy will. So we too are called to give our assent to God's word. We call him Lord, Lord, but we are also called to give our consent to his holy will. Do whatever he tells you, because in his will is our peace, and in his will is our way to heaven.